Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio, Segment 3, with Gary Seehoff from Every Holder Products. And I'd like to just take a moment and thank our sponsors. We have Adley Law Group, Creative Edge Products, Quick Patents, quickpatents.com, Invention Home, SpreadTheNewsPR.com, and United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org. And, of course, thanks again to Inventors Digest magazine. So, Gary, a couple other questions coming in here. I'd like to kind of wrap up a little bit on the licensing side. Maybe you can help us kind of give the inventors an idea out there, since you are a successful licensee of products and, you know, worked with inventors in the past, as and you as an inventor yourself. What does a licensing deal typically look like, and what can an inventor expect?
Well, you know, every license deal looks different depending on who you deal with. Ours is pretty standard and pretty clean. We effectively license the idea, which gives us the rights to manufacture, market, and distribute the item. So we, once you do a license with us, we take over literally the entire process.
So you'll pay for the patent?
We, if it is worthy, and we will pay for the patent.
And that's funny, because I got a question during the break. If you pay for the patent, and yeah, I mean that's the same question. Yep.
Yep.
I'm just reading through what else this gentleman is asking. But you know, Gary, I talk to a lot of inventors that are looking to license products, and I don't know. I always feel like they really should be to a point where they've taken it and basically brought it to a point where they have a prototype to be able to show you. You're saying you could just take any product and put it out there like that. And, you know, when you do put the patent or you pay for the patent, you put it in their name, or do you put it in your name?
That's part of the negotiation.
Okay.
That's part of the negotiation.
So that's almost like them selling the idea. Is that right?
Yes, in a sense.
Okay.
I mean, you know, our whole approach is really not to hold an inventor to ransom. Our approach is we want to get out there and we want to make a product successful. And if it is successful, we want to make sure that there are terms in the license agreement that enable us to hang on to the distribution. We don't want to be in a situation where we've built an item, incurred all the expenditure, gone through all the trade show, done all the marketing, only to find that we then lose the rights to a product. So, you know, the sensitive clauses in our agreement, as well as any license agreement, is what is the royalty, when is it going to get paid, and what are the minimum performance clauses.
Okay, so you actually take the time when somebody sends you a product to do a search and make sure that it is something that's patentable or protected, and if not, do you also continue with the license opportunity between both of you if the product isn't patentable?
If the product is not patentable, it makes it much more difficult because there's very little protection.
Right. What are you really licensing?
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you handle that?
We usually pass.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's after you do. I mean, you're saying that you... if you find a product that you like, you're going to connect with the inventor right away. At that point, are you going to ask them if they've done a professional patent search?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I like to tell the inventors. I want to make sure I'm telling them the right thing. You as a successful licensee, I mean, I tell them, do your research, have a professional patent search done, because when you go to a licensee, you don't want to take them down the road and then they find out that you never even did a search.
Right. The best situation is an inventor who's relatively well prepared. Research is done, a provisional patent has been filed, and a prototype has been made.
Perfect.
And proof, you know, with proof of concept that the product actually works. It solves the problem that you are representing it solves.
Okay. I have a question from Hugh. He's asking, can you walk us through a typical licensing deal? So, you know, and I'm reading another one here. There's no name, but somebody wants to know the formula for license. I'm just reading through this. A formula for licensing. So basically, they want to know how much they're going to make.
Yeah, sure. I'll keep it really simple because that's the way we do it.
Sounds good.
We generally pay up to 5% of net sales collected. So it's a gross deal, has nothing to do with whether we make money or not. It's 5% of net sales collected. In other words, you get 5% of what we collect. And it's generally for the life of the patent, and it is subject to a tiered structure on performance clauses. So we, over the first 3 years, we sort of build in these thresholds so that we can build the product, because you obviously don't go out on day one and do $500,000 in revenue.
Right, so there's minimums that you expect.
Yeah, they're increasing minimums over a three-year period.
Okay, and what about advances? A lot of inventors want to ask licensees about advances.
Very rare that we will pay in advance.
Okay.
Because we have a significant investment in every new product. Every new product, we have to pay for prototypes in China, even if the inventor has a prototype, because there are usually design tweaks, and also we like to have manufacturing proof of concepts. We have to go through the design process. We have to purchase initial inventories, which in our case is usually 10 to 20,000 pieces. We have to pay for minimum print runs. We do trade shows. We travel, representation in front of customers, marketing, PR, and on and on and on. We probably invest anywhere between $35,000 and $50,000 in every new product.
Hmm. Okay. And, I mean, that's tooling and just setting up the whole program.
Yeah. I should have mentioned that. We pay for the tooling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what about an inventor that may already have – well, like you said, every opportunity is different. Well, every deal is different. When you said up to 5%, what's the difference, from – you know, inventors
between
don't want to be this hardcore. They don't want to be a negotiator. You know what I mean? And they're happy to have the opportunity to work with somebody like you. So what's the difference between 3 and 5?
The difference between 3 and 5 is usually the nature of the competitiveness. If there are a lot of other solutions out there, which makes the solution less unique, it could be a much harder build for us. If it's totally unique, it's usually worth 5. But if it's if there's a lot of other solutions out there that are competitive and it's a lot more difficult as a result thereof, it could be around 3. But most of ours are around 5.
Okay. I would think that if something's harder to find out there and there's more opportunity, that you make a smaller amount because you'll be doing much more volume. And you make high, you know, I guess you just have to explore through it. But another asset of it, Gary, is maybe the cost margin might affect the royalty rate. Is that
right?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, one of the things we try to do when we're dealing with an inventor is really to educate them as to what it takes to get a product to market, because today's retail environment is just brutal. I mean, it's really very, very difficult. And the retailers require significant margins, and there are significant costs to the distribution model and getting it to the retailers. And so the margins are tight. There's no question about it, and especially now with rising costs in China. And, very difficult to get increases from retailers. So.
You know what? Gary, I want to ask you a question, because just getting back to the formula, this sounds familiar. I think I did this on another show. This, the inventors are asking the same question. Walk us through a typical formula. So let's say it costs you $3 to make, and you'll go through the formula of manufacturing in the next segment, because we're running out of time on this one. But costs $3 to make. Let's say you sell it to the retailer for $6 or whatever it is. And the inventor has a 5% royalty, so they're getting 30 cents on each product. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a grossly oversimplified view of
okay.
how it works.
How would you explain it? Because I don't want to take it away from you.
You know, a rough rule of thumb: if you make something for $1, it's going to sell for between 5 and 6 times that amount at retail.
Okay.
Make something for $1, it's going to sell for $4.99 to $5.99, maybe even $6.99, in order to cover all the costs of manufacture, distribution, et cetera, et cetera.
But what it sells for is not what's in our formula for the inventor. It's what you sell it to the retailer for.
Right. The royalty is based on our wholesale to the retailer.
Okay. And the distribution, we don't, as inventors, what is it that you... that we should kind of sit back on, and what are things that we should kind of ask you about? I know that one thing we were speaking about, you have a lot of inventors that are concerned about exclusivity, right?
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, and what we should look for as inventors, and what we should ask you, and what we should kind of sit back on.
Well, I think one of the scariest things for an inventor is to grant an exclusive to a licensor. But... or to a licensee, excuse me. But it's imperative. And the reason is not just to lock up the idea. The reason is that when we take on a product, we insist on exclusivity because we then control the approach to the market. If you have more than one licensee in place, and those licensees are able to go out at different price points, you are going to kill your product.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, somebody is always going to try and undercut somebody else. And pretty soon you can lose a lot of credibility in the marketplace. So we insist on exclusivity. And we build it slowly, and, you know, we've done this for 16 years now, and we build it so that an item can last for a long time at retail. I mean, many of our items have been selling now for up to 16 years, and it just keeps going. So, you know, you do it in a controlled fashion. It's also sometimes very important to roll a product to market in a specific way, starting with, you know, specialty, and then moving it to mass once you've been in specialty.
Very interesting. Well, Gary just explained to us about being a licensor, us as the inventor and him as a licensee. You don't want to license your product? Find out how to manufacture your product and what it takes to get into retail in segment three in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
From the newest Apple iPhone to the latest BlackBerry, Droid, or iPad, businesses are racing to use smartphones to provide content to their customers in real time to make informed decisions. Is your company positioned for the mobile application market? Is your website mobile compatible? WS Radio is proud to partner with one of the leading mobile software companies in the world. MentorMate has been programming mobile solutions since 2001 with 10 years of mobile application development experience. They provide companies with a broad range of services from creating custom iPhone apps to full-service custom software development. Because of their proven experience in the evolving mobile application market, MentorMate is leading the way with battle-tested solutions. Beware of startups. Experience is what counts. Go with a proven leader. For a free consultation, go to MentorMate.com/voice of mobile. That's MentorMate.com/voice of mobile.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adlilaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.